Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll do some humming, take in some moonbeams, and celebrate the birthdays of Arthur Johnston, Clifford Gray, and Ace Burgaud. Last week, January 5th, marked the birth in 1893 in Rock Island, Illinois, of bandleader Athos C. Burgaud, better known as Ace. He played saxophone and clarinet and formed his band, Ace Burgaud and His Ten Virginians, in Charleston, West Virginia, in 1921. It was later renamed Ace Burgaud and His 14 Virginians, even though the band ranged from 10 to 19 musicians, plus a vocalist. The band's theme song was Carry Me Back to Old Virginny, and during its 25-year life, the band never changed their collegiate hot style of playing, epitomizing the music of the Roaring Twenties. The band developed a following on the East Coast and had a 4-year engagement at New York's Monte Carlo restaurant. Appearances on the White Rose Gasoline and Jersey Cereal radio shows led to coast-to-coast tours, the last of which was in 1945 in Salt Lake City. At that point, Burgaud disbanded and became publicity and promotions manager for Chippewa Lake Park in Cleveland, Ohio, and did voiceover work. As a matter of fact, it is Ace Burgaud who asks who put 8 great tomatoes in that itty-bitty can in Stan Freberg's Contadina tomato sauce radio commercials. President Dwight Eisenhower was a fan of Ace Burgaud's, and Eisenhower played a 78 of Burgaud's Sleeping Beauty's Wedding as he sat alone in the Oval Office shortly after Burgaud's death on February 3, 1960. He's buried at Mount Hill Cemetery in Seville, Ohio. Here's Ace Burgaud. Thank you. Well, there you have four from Ace Burgaud and his 14 Virginians, all from 1925, but on three different labels. We started off with an Edison record made February 20th of I'll See You in My Dreams, written by Isham Jones. Next, from a Columbia 78 waxed March 10th, it was Vincent Rose's When I Think of You. That was followed by another Columbia disc, Normandy, from October 6th. Normandy was composed by J. Russell Robinson and Jack Little. And we finished up with a Cameo 78 made around September of 1925 of Tweedledee Tweedledoo, You'll Love Me, I'll Love You. Tweedledee Tweedledoo was written by Art Castle and Mel Stitzel. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. For no particular reason, the topic for this segment of the show is humming. Humming is a good thing to be able to do because if you have troubles, you can hum them away. At least according to Tom Stax. Hum, 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 hum.
Thank you.
Zach White's Chocolate Bo Brummels, credited on the label of that Supertone 78 as Eddie Walker and his band, with some good advice, Hum All Your Troubles Away. Hum All Your Troubles Away was written by Glenn Rowell, Ford Rush, and Fleming Smith. We heard I'll See You in My Dreams in the first segment. Well, Glenn Rowell and Ford Rush were a wonderful harmony team in the 20s known as Ford and Glenn, and the first record they made together was I'll See You in My Dreams. If you'd like a contemporary recording of Hum All Your Troubles Away, there's a wonderful rendition by my friends Adam Swanson and Danny Coots on their Rivermont Records CD titled Hum All Your Troubles Away, and it's available at rivermontrecords.com. Before Zach White, it was the Flying Fingers of South African pianist Ray DaCosta on Just Humming Along, composed by Montague Ewing. That April 20th, 1932 recording is just one of more than 200 sides she recorded, all in London. We started this humming set with the Nightclub Orchestra, a pseudonym for Harry Reeser, and Hum, 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 Hum Your Troubles Away. The vocalist on that September 20th, 1926 harmony recording was, of course, Tom Stax.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, January 5th, marked the birth in 1887 in Birmingham, England, of actor, composer, lyricist, and screenwriter Clifford Gray, G-R-E-Y. After graduating from King Edward VI's school, he worked as an actor, appearing in 25 silent films, after which he contributed to the screenplays of 38 films, including Brewster's Millions in 1935 and The Lambeth Walk in 1939. He joined ASCAP in 1925, writing hundreds, if not thousands, of songs, including his biggest success, If You Were the Only Girl in the World. Clifford Gray died of a heart attack on September 25, 1941. Other of his hits include Hallelujah, Got a Date with an Angel, Wild Rose, Spread a Little Happiness, and these. Thank you.
charming, lovely to see, but no use to me. I'm just a slave to you. How can you be so charming, charming? Tell me what I can do. You haunt me, yet you seem to taunt me. What's the use of being in love with you? How can you be so charming when you're breaking my heart in two?
Brighter when I'm looking at you. Lopez speaking.
Thank you. just like a melody. There's music where every ribbon has a flowing rhythm. We're laced in harmony, a silken symphony. It's music and just the right note for you. Collar should be seen, see your steppings have no dull or gray tones. Will you crepe the sheen with some peppin' off to date? Hey, hey, tones, jazz up your lingerie, display some harmony. Be happy, choose happy music to wear.
Happy, choose happy music to wear. Well, that's what this show is all about, happy music. And it doesn't get much happier than that. Vocalist Des Tooley was accompanied on piano by Beryl Newell on Jazz Up Your Lingerie, recorded in Sydney, Australia in December of 1931. Jazz Up Your Lingerie was originally sung in the Maurice Chevalier picture The Smiling Lieutenant by Claudette Colbert and Miriam Hopkins, and Oscar Strauss composed the music. And I believe that's the only commercial recording of Jazz Up Your Lingerie. Now, in many cylinder records, you hear an announcer introducing the music on the cylinder. This was supposedly because there was no place on the cylinder to place the title and performer, but also in order to prevent piracy. But before Jazz Up Your Lingerie, you heard Vincent Lopez speaking and introducing When I'm Looking at You. The actual vocalist on that February 3, 1930 banner 78 was Jack Parker. That's from the film The Rogue Song, and the tune was composed by Herbert Stothert, who also wrote the tune that started off our tribute to Clifford Gray. That was Leo Reisman and his orchestra, and Charming. Taking the vocal honors on that November 29, 1929 recording was Frank Luther. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. This past December 25th, we had the first full moon coinciding with Christmas since 1977, and that won't happen again until 2034. So to commemorate the 2015 Christmas moon, here's a set of Rapidly Rotating Records about moonbeams, beginning with George Olsen and his music.
This is a Victor recording of George Olsen and his music playing out where the little moonbeams are born. Out where the little moonbeams are born. We'll get the joy that we're seeking. Nobody will be peeking out where the little moonbeams are born. We'll sail the heavenly seas and forget all of our labors. There'll only be just you and me with little stars for neighbors. We'll leave the world way behind us. No one will ever find us out where the little moonbeams are born.
Thank you.
a George Olson, Victor record of the Song of the Moonbeam.
George Olson and his music with Song of the Moonbeams from July 25, 1929. Vincent Rose composed the tune, and the Charlie and Harry Tobias lyrics were sung there by Fran Fry. We heard the Nightclub Orchestra in the second segment of the show, and there they were again with Moonbeams and You. That recording was made by Brunswick on January 29, 1927, and issued on Vocalion. On the Brunswick label, the group was credited as the Regent Club Orchestra. Originally, I had this Moonbeam set starting off with Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra and their Brunswick recording of Out Where the Little Moonbeams Are Born. But then I came across George Olson's July 23, 1929 version with George himself introducing his orchestra and talk singing the lyrics and just had to play it. Out Where the Little Moonbeams Are Born was composed by J. Fred Coots with the lyrics by Lou Davis. On the first two takes, Bob Borger was the vocalist, but they must not have liked the result and so brought in George.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
This very day, January 10th, marks the 118th anniversary of the birth in New York City of composer Arthur Johnston. For those of you who can't or don't want to do the math, that makes his birth year 1898. As with many of the people we spotlight on the show, he started out accompanying silent films on piano, but later was musical director for Irving Berlin's stage shows and Berlin's personal pianist. In 1929, he moved to Hollywood, where he wrote the scores for hit films including College Humor, Murder at the Vanities, and Double or Nothing. Johnston served in the 351st Infantry during World War II and died in Corona del Mar, California on May 1, 1954. His collaborators included Sam Coslow, Gus Kahn, and Johnny Burke, with whom he was nominated for an Academy Award for the Best Original Song in 1936 for Pennies from Heaven. He's a member of the Songwriters Hall of Fame, and other highlights from his catalog include Cocktails for Two, Just One More Chance, The Spell of the Blues, and these. ¶¶
runs after you when you're passing by. It wants to be near, and so do I. The willow bows to you, forgetting to cry. It waits for your smile, and so do I. All the world at your command, what wouldn't it do for one look at you? And I'm that way too. The rose that you caress is willing to die. It loves you so very much, and so do I.
But it's funny, I can't even think of her name. You know, now and then, how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. Ah, she was a wonderful dame, and my new love affairs, they seem so tame. For I know I'll never meet any other sweetie to compete with my old flame. Ah, say, I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eyes, and some who took me way up to the skies. But their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of her name. but I'll never be the same until I discover what became of my old flame.
I was tempted to play Harry Richman's version of Pennies from Heaven with his stentorian voice, but I've played it before and not sure that I've played Billy Cotton's rendition with Alan Breeze singing most of the Johnny Burke lyrics. I'm not quite sure why they brought in Peter Williams, who has his own stentorian voice, for the big finish, but there you are. That Rex 78 is from January of 1937. Before that, it was Ted Lewis with Sam Coslow and Arthur Johnston's My Old Flame from Belle of the 90s. That Decca 78 was made October 2, 1934. We started off our tribute to Arthur Johnston with Hal Kemp and his orchestra, with Skinny Ennis providing the vocal on So Do I, from September 2, 1936. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.